Gentlemen, I was out of town last week as you guys held the show down without me. I went on vacation to Durango, Colorado. And that is a place that Eric Nadel has talked about and on our show many times.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Thank you, Anupama. Mm-hmm. That's where he likes to go and spend his time. So I've been to Denver. I've been to Boulder. I've been to different places. I'd never been to Durango.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really knew nothing about it.
I've been one time with my family when I was a kid.
That factors into this segment here, Shippy. Really? Interesting that you said that. Because whenever you go somewhere, if someone's been there, they all holler at you, go, hey, you got to do this, or you got to do this, or you got to do this. So we went and we stayed at Purgatory, which is known as a ski resort. But because we're going during the summer, it's when, quote unquote, summer activities get going.
Right. And that's probably the vacation I've made the most with my family is going to Colorado. We go to Steamboat Springs a lot, which is a ski community.
Where is Steamboat and what part of Colorado?
Ooh, I have to pull out a map.
Okay.
I have family from Fairplay. And so my grandpa was in Fairplay. My dad spent every summer in Fairplay.
Is Fairplay Colorado or New Mexico?
Colorado.
Okay. Okay.
So Fairplay Colorado is what is the show with Cartman in it or whatever?
Oh, South Park.
South Park is based on Fairplay.
I bet Fairplay is real near where Durango is because there was a lot of Columbine references. And I know South Park somehow tied into that as well. But we got there on May 25th. That is the day summer activities begin. We got there and there was snow all over Purgatory. So basically downtown Durango is about 25 minutes from Purgatory. In Purgatory, you go up the mountain, right? So when you go up the mountain, that's where it gets colder. That's where the elevation is. So when we got there, there's snow all over Purgatory, but downtown Durango, you can wear shorts and a hoodie or whatever. There's no snow down there. And it's a 25-minute drive. It's so weird, but that's kind of where we found ourselves. But we had Nadel on the show, and he gave me amazing feedback. You should go here. You should go here. I go to these trails. I go to these restaurants for breakfast. It gave all these great recommendations. And one of the things that everybody universally told us, what you got to do is you got to go to Silverton. So basically, Silverton is north of Purgatory by like 30-something miles. But you are driving on the edge of a mountain. And I've done that before. I've done it in Colorado. I've done it especially in Maui. When we went to Maui, the road to Hana, you're basically on the edge of a cliff the whole time. But what everybody recommends is that you take the train to Silverton. They say you either take the train from downtown Durango to Silverton. It's about a 2.5-hour train trip, you know, because you're going through the mountains and all this stuff. And then take the bus back or vice versa. Including, that was the recommendation of one Janai Shipman, who is the mother of our very own Shippy. And she said, Shippy, when you guys went to Silverton as kids, you got train whistles or something? And
yeah. You used to use those a lot.
So here's the deal on the train.
Why would anyone give a kid a whistle?
I don't know.
It's like,
especially me.
Here's a drum set.
It's like,
they gave me that too.
It's like walking at home and at night alone. You never know.
It's like bat night at the ballpark when they serve beer.
That's a safety whistle, Kevin.
Yep.
So, anyways, you take the train up there, and the train has open carts or closed carts, right? The open one is, hey, it's more scenic and you can reach out and touch the cliff, but dude, it's going to get pretty cold.
Open carts, like completely can reach outside from your seat. It's like a convertible?
Yes.
You can dangle.
Okay. But we were like, well, we don't know how cold it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And you're going up the mountain, so we want to be in an enclosed one. But we also, they didn't have it to schedule. So basically what happens is you go to Silverton, and Silverton's an old mining community, and there's not a whole lot there. But you don't want to just get there and then like look around for 5 minutes and get back on the train and go back. You want to experience Silverton. So in order to do that, we took the bus up and the train back. Okay. So you take the bus up. The bus ride is only like 45 minutes. Halfway up, you're going up this mountain the whole time. Halfway up, we stopped and got out to take pictures because there's snow everywhere. You're going up a mountain.
God, that's so scary. So it's going up a mountain covered in snow. Are the roads icy?
No, the roads are not icy, but you're on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you took the turn, if you're sitting on the edge, which I was sitting on the edge, I'm going, God, I'm looking straight down a mountain, but I'm on a bus, right? Keep going. winding around. We get close to Silverton, and dude, you turn that corner, and Silverton is at the base of a valley, and you can look down as you're driving in, and you see the whole town, and its population in the winter, its population 400 people.
Oh my God.
Wow.
During the summer, that swells to 1,000. And that doesn't include tourists, because tourists are there for 3 hours and then they leave, mm-hmm. but people will come and work. So for example, we get to Silverton and we get out and we go, and we have, they have two little breweries that are there with good food. So we grab a beer and have some food. Then we go and we did one of those old timey photo things. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw those.
Well, I posted one on Instagram. I was basically dressed up in a wedding dress.
Your dream came true.
My wife was dressed up as the sheriff. My son was slamming a bottle of Jack Daniels, and my daughter had a pistol. So it was a really gangster photo. I'll send it out later. But we have 3 hours to kill in Silverton, and then we got to get on the train and take the train back. So we get there, and the sun is kind of shining. Then an hour later, it is snowing on us. It went from sun shining to snowing on us.
Did you go to Handlebars? Was that where you did those pictures and stuff?
I don't even know the name of it. It was just like, hey, old timey, ye old photos. Ye sounds fun. Let's go.
I remember Handlebars. It's a food and saloon place. And they have great barbecue sauce.
This was not a restaurant. This was just like a little shack. I mean, everything there is a little shack. Mm-hmm. It's just all these. It looks like an old Western town from the 1800s. And in fact, we got off and there's this old guy standing there and he looks like Dr. Demento or whatever. He's got this crazy long beard. And I was like, hey, what do you do? He goes, nothing. I just stand here. Oh, great. Let me get my picture with you. So he's just like, he's like a fence post or something. It's just a guy. Just stand there. Just a guy. So our 3 hours is almost up. It's time to get on this train and head back. All right. Get on the train. Start heading back. It's a quaint old train. This is great, man. Isn't this fun? Kids, look, we're on a train. Isn't this great? So it's going to be about 2.5 hours to take the train through the mountains. You go by all this water, go by all this snow.
From Silverton back to Durango.
Correct.
Okay, I'm looking at a map here. You're going south.
We're going south.
Okay.
So it leaves at 2:30, all right? 2:30 in the afternoon. We suspect we'll be back in Durango at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, train's going. Riding on the train. It's very cool. I mean, the views are stunning.
Mm-hmm.
You get going, you're like, hey, couple carts back, they have the old saloon cart, right? Go back there and grab a couple beers.
There you go.
Back there, Steamworks, great brewery right there in Durango, drinking some Steamworks.
Now, when you're going from cart to cart, is it like trains in the movie where you got to walk outside and it's a little questionable? You got to kind of step on the hinge and hope you don't fall off?
Absolutely. You go outside, you go from cart to cart, and it says, do not stay here, right? Keep it moving. No, you can't stay here and mm-hmm. take pictures. But like when we want to take pictures, we open the window and take the picture and then close the window. Oddly enough, in the middle cart, there's a great Tolo there that is on his honeymoon with his wife.
Wow.
Hey. How cool is that?
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
I'm bumping into a Tolo. You're congratulating him, not on the marriage, right?
Yeah.
Plus, Post Malone was there, too.
Okay. Yeah,
he was on the cart.
He loves everybody Colorado.
So, anyways, we're about an hour and a half into the trip. And then we're on the... So, there's a guy, an old man sitting next to us. He goes, hey... About halfway through this, you're going to see the most stunning views. You're going to want to take pictures. If you look out, you won't even be able to see the train track underneath you. You're on the edge of a cliff.
Oh, not okay with that. That's dangling.
I'm like, man, that is crazy. So we are right at the part where you are on the edge of a cliff. I mean, it looks like you're 300 feet in the air.
Don't tell me it stopped.
And where the way trains are, they kind of swerve a little bit when they make turns and stuff. Like, it never feels sturdy.
Right.
It's not scary, but it never feels sturdy. So then the train starts going real slow.
Oh.
And then it stops.
Oh.
And then we're there for about 5 minutes. Everybody's looking around. We're just going, man, what the hell's going on? And then a guy comes in and goes, hey, everybody, just want to get your attention right quick. This happens, you know, every now and then. But the front, the locomotion at the very front, the steam engine, it has jumped the track.
Oh, no!
So we have got to get these jackrabbits. They call them jackrabbits. We got to get these jackrabbits and get it right back on the track. We think it's going to take about 30 minutes. I'm like, what?
Some rabbits?
So then this guy grabs, this old man grabs this giant steel rod and heads out. And we're looking out. And so we're at a little, like, we're at a little part where to the left, there's a little bit of space. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not the very, very edge, but we're right at that portion. But the guys get out, and I'll send out a picture. My wife took a picture. And there's four guys that are all looking, just they're staring at this engine. They're all scratching their head.
Oh,
kinda
no.
Kind of like when you go to a construction site and there's four guys that are paid to just stand there.
Uh-huh.
They're all looking at it going, well, what the hell? And my wife heard one of the guys say, this is a really bad place for this to happen.
Oh, no.
Right? So fortunately for us.
Angle fear, bro.
Dude, I actually thought of you because of this. So about 10 minutes before this happened, both of my kids, thank God, had fallen asleep.
Oh, that's huge.
So they're sleeping. This pause before we got the train going again was about an hour and a half.
Oh.
Of us just sitting there. Okay? They finally get it going again. They got it rehooked. We're back on. We're going. Okay. All right. So we're heading back to Durango, right? We're good? Yep. We're heading back. For the next hour, over this dangling cliff, we hear this sound. As we are going at a speed that is about the pace of speed walking for an hour.
So they never got it lined up all the way on the track?
We find out later they were too scared to go any faster.
As we are on my God.
The sound for about an hour was the sound of when you're going to the top of a roller coaster. Because you know, you hear that sound as it climbs to the top and then the free fall.
Yeah.
So you have this sensation of the sound and you think, we're about to free fall, aren't we? It was this for an hour.
How loud was it? Was it like hard to like talk over it?
It was about this loud.
Yeah.
For an hour. This was the sound for an hour going 2 miles an hour. And I'm telling you, I tried to be, you know, the calm parent. I was scared, dude.
Oh, my God.
My wife was terrified because you are on the edge of a cliff going 2 miles an hour with that sound for an hour.
And to hear somebody say this is a bad place to have this happen.
Here's the worst part.
Probably keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
It finally levels out. And then we stop at this other little station area. They stop again. Why are we stopped? All right, guys. There's actually federal rules that you can't be on the shift for more than 12 hours. So the crew is not allowed to go any further. So we're going to have to wait here until the rescue crew shows up.
Oh, my God.
We were there for another 45 minutes.
Oh, that's gosh. Like we were just talking about overtime hours up here.
It was they cut you off at 25. Huh?
And, dude, I was complaining about that to the wife. I go, this is BS. These guys just don't want to go into overtime. We left Silverton at 2:30. We pulled into downtown Durango at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
it was a 6.5 hour train ride back that included looking over the edge of a cliff, being told we were in a bad place and going 2 miles an hour, like in a roller coaster. I'm telling you, looking over the edge of a cliff.
Dude, this horrifies me to even think about it. Do you have pictures of this?
Yeah, we got tons of pictures of this.
I need to see how scary it was.
Did Des and Maya stay asleep the whole time?
No. When they woke, it was not a good scene.
Because were they scared?
They were scared and tired and ornery.
Oh.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was a great trip. But man, a 6.5 hour train ride full of stops and looking over the edges of a cliff.
No.
Don't recommend it.
Oh, that is brutal.
And I will forever hold this against Eric Nadell and Jani Shipman for suggesting.
As you should.
That we take this trip.
Gosh. Okay. Dude, that is freaky. I got to see those pictures. So I found Fair Play on the map. Fair Play is just southwest of Denver.
Oh.
And Steamboat Springs is just northwest of Denver.
Okay, so that's kind of almost central-ish.
Yeah, Colorado? And central, and I see you're pretty far over to the southwest.
We're southwest, right.
Yeah.
And dude, Durango's incredible. Like, it was one of those deals where I was like, honey, do we want to figure out a way to retire here?
Yeah.
I mean, it is incredible. I love, love, love Colorado.
And you weren't far from Telluride.
Right.
Which is a big ski resort, too. So
there's another place north of Silverton called Ouray. that's a really good place to go
see
chill.
U-ray. I see Crested Butte out there. But yeah, man, we love going to Steamboat Springs. I'm not a big skier, but going to Colorado in the summer is awesome because the mountains are gorgeous. There's green stuff everywhere. The scenery's, the air's crisp.
It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, just loved it, loved it, loved it. But I don't recommend a 6.5 hour train ride over.
Dude, congratulations on surviving
that. Thank you.
Oh my God. I got to see those pictures. That is brutal.